This is the Publix Radio, 89.3 FM, and good morning. I'm Chuck Hinman. James Baumgartner is here with me for this week's Artscape feature.
Good morning. I understand you took a trip to the South Coast the other day.
Oh, I did. I had a preview of the South Coast Artists Open Studio Tour. It's this Saturday and Sunday in Tiverton, Little Compton, Westport, and Dartmouth. This is a big production. There are about 140 artists in the SCA organization. About 50 studios are opening for this tour. It's a great opportunity to see artists at work in the wild, so to speak. It's also a great opportunity to enjoy the simply beautiful countryside of this part of Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts. I drove out to Little Compton to get a preview tour from the artist Catherine Lovell. I found her on the second floor of her studio in an old white wooden three-story tower in the little village of Adamsville.
Hello.
Hi, Catherine.
Yes, you're Chuck.
Yes, I am.
Catherine Lovell, or Kitty, as she prefers to be called, is getting her studio ready for the visitors who'll come to see her at work.
I'm a painter. I work in acrylics with some gold leaf and also in a technique called white line woodblock printing.
Lovell says we need to get moving, though, to check out some of the other artists.
There's so much to see. So we have painters, sculptors, printmakers, jewelers, people doing embroidery.
In the car, we head due west in Little Compton. I have Kitty Lovell for a navigator, but she points out it's easy to follow the blue roadside signs that mark the studios on the tour. And she says there's a new way to do all this.
Yeah. Brand new this year, we have the South Coast Artists Open Studio Tour mobile app. And it's put us into the future. The way I found it was by going to the app store on my phone, and I typed in SCA Studio Tour, and it came up as the second thing.
Okay, so SCA for South Coast Artists.
Yep.
Studio Tour.
And then it's a free app, so you can just download it, and it shows you every artist that's on the tour. It gives you maps of where everybody is, and you can sort of pinpoint stuff, and it'll give you all the information. It'll hook you into people's websites. It'll hook you into the South Coast Artists website, which is southcoastartists.org. And there, everybody has a page. So there's a lot of information. You can just download that app, and it'll take you all around.
And we have now arrived at another artist's studio where we meet the dogs before we meet the artist. Ooh. Hi, doggies. Hey.
Hi, my name is Galen Snow. I'm a paper montage artist. I live in Little Compton, and my studio is off the road. I'll be open Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 5.
And we're in your studio now. Can you give us a little tour?
Sure. I'm just working on my first new piece for quite some time, and I'm really psyched about it.
How do you put together what you do?
Well, I take pictures of places I love and whatever inspires me, flowers, birdies, people. I haven't started that yet, but that's in the back of my mind. And it's all paper and glue, and I cut and paste and cut and paste and cut and paste. They take hours of work, hours.
How did you develop the style?
It just came to me. My mother-in-law passed away, and I was struggling with her death and how lonely I was, and I thought of her, and she made me happy, and her favorite flower was a sunflower. So I started cutting paper.
Everybody's got a different way of working, a different medium that they're working in, and it's just really fascinating.
It is fascinating.
To see all the different ideas that are out
it's
there.
It's very inspiring. You know, I open up that brochure, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much cool stuff on this brochure.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll let you get back to getting ready.
Getting at it.
Yeah. Back on the road, we head north now, going into Tiverton to visit the sculptor and potter, Lindsay Epstein.
I have three different types of work. I do regular functional dinnerware, so mugs and bowls and plates. I do raku horse sculpture, and then my focus is really on crystalline glazed porcelain, where I grow zinc crystals on the piece during the firing process.
Wow. The studio has the look of a one-woman assembly line dotted with pieces of sculpture and pottery in various stages of forming, glazing, and firing. And in the middle of it all, a smiling Lindsay Epstein and her dog, Charlie.
Charlie's quality control.
Our next and last stop on this preview tour is over the line in Westport, almost down to the ocean along the Westport River. A breeze blows in off the water and through the open wall of a jeweler's studio that seems more like an elegantly simple summer camp. The artist is Susan Barker.
I'm a silversmith, and when I make something out of silver, it's usually quite small, and I incorporate beads. Sometimes they're semi-precious, and sometimes they're just glass beads. But to say just glass beads is probably wrong because they're all special.
Barker says it took her a while to find her calling. She lived in New Hampshire and made bracelets and earrings out of sterling silver. But as she says,
living in New Hampshire, that's a hard sale at a church festival. And so I stopped.
But then Barker says her daughter Nina, working in New York, started wearing some of her jewelry.
She was employed by Conte Nast, and so she would take the elevators with the Vogue girls, the glamour girls, and they would actually wait at the bottom of the elevator for Nina to get on so they could see what she was wearing that day. And they finally said to her one day, "Where are you getting this jewelry from? Every day you've got on something different." She said, "Oh, my mom makes it." "Well, will your mom make it for me?" So Nina said, "You know, Mom, you got a job."
You know, James, one thing I learned from this preview of the South Coast Artist Tour is artists love to talk about their work, at least some of them do, and it's just fascinating to listen to while you look at the art.
And with 75 artists on the tour, that is a lot of art.
Yeah, there's really no way you could see it all, but it'll be fun to try.
And while you're in that part of New England, there's an exhibition called Form and Focus at Gallery at Four in Tiverton Four Corners. It features sculptures and photography that sort of complement each other in a nice way. It's the landscape photography of Liz Fedorik, and it kind of reminds me of minimalist abstraction. And then there's the sculpture of John Udvardi. It's also abstract, but it's made from seemingly everyday objects like pieces of broken furniture. It's really interesting to see together.
Well, there looks to be a fun event at RISD Museum tonight called Design the Night. This features a reimagining of the museum's grand gallery. There's a storytelling game and a participatory experience designed by the Summer Teen Intensive Program. And the Steelyard's mobile blacksmith trailer will be there demonstrating metalsmithing techniques.
And there's always sparks flying when the Steelyard shows up. So last week, you might remember, we talked about To the Moon and Beyond at the Waterfire Arts Center.
Oh, yeah, that's the exhibit with the giant globe of the moon.
Yeah, you can still see that at the Art Center. And this Saturday is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, of course. And there will be a full Waterfire lighting in downtown Providence, plus many space-related attractions, including an exhibit on Rhode Island's role in space exploration. They'll have some robots, some models of the Mars rover, and there'll be a performance by Festival Ballet Providence that sort of explores space and humanity.
All right.
This weekend, there's an unusual concert called Quintets coming up. It's on Sunday morning in Newport, part of the Newport Music Festival.
Well, what's so unusual about it?
Well, it features the string bass as a melodic instrument, something you don't hear too often in classical music.
Oh, right. Yeah, you don't.
The first piece on the program is The Elephant from Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, where the bass plays a graceful waltz that's meant to inspire visions of elephants dancing. The concert also includes the Trout Quintet by Schubert, as well as works by Enescu and Dvorak. That's 11 a.m. on Sunday at Ochre Court.
Well, all right. Let's hear a little bit of L'Elephant as we close. You can find dates and times of all the events at thepublicsradio.org/arts.
You can subscribe to Artscape as a podcast, and please let us know about your events so we can include them on Artscape. You'll find links at thepublicsradio.org/ARTS.